and thank you for joining me, Louise Howlett, this afternoon for the broadcast of the 12th Fine Music Radio Bursary Classical Awards, which took place in the Baxter Concert Hall. This competition was established by Rolf Stefan Nussbaum for the purpose of providing scholarships, bursaries, or awards for students studying for a performance diploma or a degree in music. The classical evening took place on Wednesday, the 25th of August, sadly not open to the public because of the current COVID rulings, but the musicians did have a small audience of students and teachers who more than made up for creating a wonderful atmosphere for the musicians to play. This evening also had a special component to it, as it's the first time including a classical vocal category. So we have three classical instrumentalists to start the program, followed then by three vocalists. It also meant that the Jazz Awards were held on a separate night, and I reported back on this yesterday afternoon with drummer Dane Paris as the overall winner. The judges for this evening were Mario Nell, who chaired the panel, Aviva Pelham and Felicia Lesch. So let's get straight to the classical instrumental competition, starting with violist Lynn Daphne Rudolph. Lynn is currently a master's performance student at the Nelson Mandela University and has appeared as soloist with the Stellenbosch University Symphony Orchestra, as well as collaborating with award-winning ensembles and artists of varying genres, including the Cape Town Baroque Orchestra and Stellenbosch Camerata. Lynn is currently a member of the Gebergse String Quartet and is passionate about promoting the work of South African composers, having commissioned an Afro-feminist work by Arthur Feeder, which will be premiered at the end of 2021. Lynn intends on continuing to study in Europe, aiming to enroll at the Kronberg Academy. The program begins with the unaccompanied Allemande from Bach's Suite No. 5, and then Lynn is joined by Tertia Fisser on piano for the first movement of Rebecca Clark's Sonata for Viola and Piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Lynn Daphne Rudolph on viola and Tertia Fisser on piano with the first movement of Rebecca Clark's sonata after opening with unaccompanied Bach, the Allemande from Suite No. 5. Next up, we have Josie McClure on saxophone. Josie is an MMUS student specializing in contemporary classical saxophone performance at Stellenbosch University after completing her BMUS degree with Liam Burden, also at Stellenbosch. She's also very interested in the process of procuring and commissioning new works and wants to encourage the creation of more musical output in South Africa. She would also love to study abroad as she feels there is a different, broader scope and a wider circle of musicians that engage with a niche group of classical saxophone and hopes to secure funding to go to a conservatory in Holland. Tonight, she is accompanied by Elna van der Merwe and performs the Allegro from Back to Bach by Jean-Denis Michet. Then there is also some Bach with the Allemande from Partita No. 2 in D minor, BWV 1004, and finishes with a movement of the Fuzzy Bird Sonata by Takashi Yashimatsu entitled Run Bird.
Thank you.
Been listening to classical saxophonist Josie McClure as part of the finals of the FMR Bursary Trust Awards, which took place recently at the Baxter Concert Hall. The three pieces you just heard were the Allegro from Back to Bach by Jean-Denis Michette, the Allemande from Partita No. 2 in D minor by Bach, and Run Bird from the Fuzzy Bird Sonata by Takashi Yoshimatsu. And the last instrumentalist for this section is Kevin Kim on piano. Kevin is currently studying for his MMUS at the South African College of Music, UCT, with Estia Kruger, following his BMUS and BMUS honours with Francois de Toy. He's also hoping to travel overseas to further his study. As with all of tonight's finalists, they hope to be able to use the prize money towards their goals. Kevin has two pieces for us. Firstly, the first movement of the Sonata No. 23 in F minor by Beethoven, the Appassionata, Opus 57, followed by the Etude in F major, Opus 10, No. 8, by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the first movement of Beethoven's Appassionata Sonata No. 23, followed by the Etude in F Major by Frédéric Chopin, performed by pianist Kevin Kim. What wonderful performance there have been from Lynn Daphne Rudolph, Josie McClure and Kevin Kim. While the judges were deliberating their choices, we were treated to a special performance, which we can also share with you now. Here is flautist Solomon Manuel, a student of UCT, performing Debussy's Syrinx and a solo sonata in A minor by C.P.E. Bach.
Thank you.
was flautist Solomon Manuel with Debussy's Syrinx and solo sonata in A minor by C.P.E. Bach, helping us all to keep calm while the judges deliberated their choices. But we're not done yet. We go on now to the vocal selection, created for the first time due to the overwhelming number of entries. The first singer is soprano Samkelisiwe Sechinga, who is studying at the Northwest University for her B.A. in music with Conroy Cupido. She has Elna van der Merwe accompanying her for two arias. Firstly, we have Eben ne Andro Lontana from La Woli by Catalani, followed by Dich teure Halle from Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. That was soprano Samkalisiwe Sichinga singing Eben ne Endro Lantana from La Wally by Catalani, followed by Dich Teure Halle from Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. Next up, we have baritone Lifasello, who brought with him quite a fan club in the audience, I can say. Lifa is studying at UCT currently with Patrick Ticolo after the passing of George Stevens. He is originally from Bloemfontein and has been singing since he was at school. He's accompanied by Juan Burgers, and we have We Shall See Him Boldly Awake from Ernani by Giuseppe Verdi, followed by Zaza Piccolo Zingara from Zaza by Leoncavallo, meaning Zaza the Little Gypsy.
La vendetta del tuo re.
Quanto convien di lagrime
That was baritone Lee Fasello, accompanied by Juan Burgers, with Lo vedremo veglio ad auce from Ernani by Verdi, and Zaza piccola zingara from Zaza by Leoncavallo. And last but not least, we hear from soprano Moloko Letsualo, who recently graduated from the South African College of Music at UCT and has begun her studies at the Royal College of Music in London, although so far all her lessons have been online because she has been unable to fly there. Juan Burgers also accompanies her with Con Mescolio, Like a Rock, from Mozart's opera Così fan tutti. Then we have Song to the Moon from Rusalka by Dvořák.
Cercano le nostre anime sedute.
That was soprano Moloko Lazzuolo with Juan Burgos on piano, singing from Così fan tutte, Con me scoglio, and then Rosalka's Song to the Moon. The judges had an even tougher time making their judgments for this section, and while they deliberated, we were treated to the Scherzo No. 3 in C-sharp minor, Opus 39, by Chopin, performed by UCT pianist Simon Wu, which we can also enjoy now.
Thank you.
are listening to the finals of the FMR Bursary Trust Awards for Classical Music, and that was a musical interlude provided by UCT student Simon Wu, the Scherzo No. 3 in C-sharp minor, Opus 39, by Chopin. But finally, we come to the announcements of the winners without further delay. For the classical instrumental section, the winner was pianist Kevin Kim. And for the vocal classical section, the first prize went to baritone Lee Fasello, both with a prize of 20,000 rands, and the runners-up got a consolation prize each of 5,000 rands. It was not an easy decision, I can tell you, and congratulations must go to all the participants. And that brings us to the end of Fine Music Radio's Bursary Trust Awards for 2021. Thanks given to the Nussbaum Foundation for their generous sponsorship, as well as from the FMR Bursary Trustees, the judges Mario Nell, Aviva Pelham and Felicia Lesch for their hard deliberation, Gillian Lindner and all the staff of UCT's College of Music, as well as the Baxter Theatre staff, and Nolan Chayat for the recording of this broadcast for us today. And special thanks also must go to Mwande Lobi for packaging this program and yesterday's program on the jazz finals. And you can listen to all of these again if you want to do so on our podcasts. All you have to do is go to our website, fmr.co.za, and click podcasts for both the classical and the jazz awards, along with many other interesting podcasts that we keep uploading. And so, for the next half an hour until we bring you up to Invitation to the Dance, we're going to play out with some more music by previous winners of the Classical Music Awards. We will have music first from Dylan Tabisher, the marimba player, who won in 2013. And we've got the Concerto for Marimba and Strings by E. Sojourn, the second movement of that, followed by Vivaldi's Concerto in C major, the second and third movements there. Then we have winner from 2011, Sally Minter, the flautist, who will be playing Sonata in E minor, BWV 1034 by Bach, with pianist Koyla Enderstein from their Avanti debut album. And finally, we will finish up with pianist François Boerter, who won in 2012, the Fantasia in B minor by Fred Kate, to play you out this afternoon. Thank you, as always, for listening. From me, Louise Howlett. Until next time, goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.